continue to grow in the things of God. Join Kenneth Copeland today on the Believer's Voice of Victory Partnership Special as he shares an inspiring message on how agreeing with God will change your life and take you to the next level.
Do you remember when you first time you ever drove a car? Did it seem like to you there was something drawing you to the ditch all the time?
Absolutely.
Trying to stay out of the ditch, and you just miss it on this side and run slam into the ditch on the other side. Yeah. Dear Lord, before you could get it back. So now one of the things that we've had trouble with where the Word of God's concerned is get out of the ditch on one side and run right square slap in the ditch on the other. Oh, Brother Copeland, thank God. Brother Moore said we don't have to go to meetings no more. All we have to do is listen to a tape one time and we got it. Get out of that ditch. My goodness. I asked the Lord this morning, I said, Lord, what's the best way to say that? He said, well, all natural physical law is born out of the spirit, and the physical laws mirror spiritual law. Said spiritual law has authority over natural law and supersedes it. But he said you can use it like I did when I was on the earth. And thus I used natural things to explain spiritual concept. He said, can you eat a meal and go work out again and stay strong? Now you got to go eat again. Then you go work out. He said, you can't get stronger by eating. All you can do by eating is maintain what you have. And he said, if you don't exercise, you start losing it. Now that's what Brother Keith's talking to us about yesterday, because we got in the ditch over here thinking all we have to do is eat. If all you do is eat, you just get fat.
Yeah, that's right.
Why? Because you built up a lot of excess, but you ain't using anything. You can use up all the faith in your spirit. Or you can fatten on it and not use any of it. You don't, you'll lose it. So the balance in there is to eat and act. Eat and act. Eat and act. That's the reason that, you remember Gloria telling you that we would just expend everything we had, then we'd go to Brother Hagin's meeting and come dragging in there. Why? We hadn't had anything to eat in days. We kept pouring it out. You have to feed your spirit the same way you have to feed your body. Amen. And you have to feed your mind. And the food you eat has to be exactly like what it's feeding. The food that you eat spiritually has to be exactly like your spirit, or it won't feed it, genetically altered. The food you eat with your body has to be exactly like your body. If it's genetically altered, your body don't know what it is. It don't know it's food. It won't eat it. It'll just get rid of it, cast it off. Mentally, you have to eat mental food that is exactly like your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions. And if all you have is world education, you're not educated. You've got a bunch of stored up stuff, but most of it, you just studied it to pass the test, to get the degree. And after you got the degree, then you had to go hunt a job. And you got on the job and went to work for some fella, had eighth grade education. Now, there's something wrong with that. What is wrong with it? Until you get the Word of God, you don't have any wisdom about you. And wisdom is the ability to know what to do with knowledge. Well, I didn't plan to give you all that this morning, but I'm glad I did, because I'm glad I heard it myself. So the thing you need to do is keep it right in the middle of the road. You got to feed. You've got to go into action. You have to use it, feed it, use it, feed it. And you haven't used hardly any of it yet. If all you're using your faith for is to get yourself healed, yourself fixed, your bills paid, no, until you get out and start winning souls and get into action, on that end of it, you really hadn't used much yet. But you get out there and begin to develop in that. Most of you don't do it because you're afraid to. It's not because you hadn't got time. It's because you're afraid to go do it. You're afraid somebody turn you down. There won't be near as many of them turn you down as you think they will. Amen. Go on out there. There is also spiritual exercise. There's training for your flesh to discern both good and evil. Fifth chapter of Hebrews. But there's also spiritual exercise. Building yourself up on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. You haven't prayed in the Holy Ghost until you believe you receive when you pray. Well, how am I going to believe I receive when I pray when I don't know what I prayed? You have to trust God. Amen. Just like you did when you received the Holy Ghost. Amen. But don't pray without believing you receive. The scripture says when you pray in the Spirit is an act of your will. I will sing in the Spirit. I will sing in my understanding. I will pray in the Spirit, and I will pray with my understanding. I will. I will. I will. I will. Now, it also says when you pray in the Spirit, your mind is unfruitful. But pray that you may interpret. What is that? So your mind not supposed to stay unfruitful. You're not supposed to stay a dummy. You know, forgive me, but I knew if I said dummy, some of you'd wake up. Oh, sure. Well, I'm not going to become an interpreter. I don't know. That's between you and the Holy Spirit. That's between you and Jesus and His calling on your life. That's not what I'm talking about at all. I pray in obedience to the Word. I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but this is where we're going this morning. I pray in obedience to the Word. I obey the Word of God that says, pray also that you may interpret. So, I pray that. Thank you very much. I believe I receive it. You can believe you receive it before you understand it. You'll get the understanding if you believe you receive it. But you're acting in obedience to the Word. You don't have to analyze it and all of that to be able to use it. There are times you need to be able to use the Word of God when you ain't got time to figure it out. Can you imagine a guy that the bad guys are chasing you? I mean, they are after you. There's bullets whizzing by your head. And some guy waves and said, over here, over here. And there is a guy in an armored truck. And then you're running over there. And he says, drive. And you jump in there and you say, and you hit the key, and it says, boy, that thing is ready to go. You say, I don't think I can drive this. I really don't have in-depth understanding about how this engine works. Could you get out of here there? The bad guys are on your tail. What's the matter with you? Get. You ain't got time to get a lesson on automotive engineering. Get this thing out of here. Slam it in gear and get on down the road. We'll talk about how the engine works later. Amen. But you don't have to have that to get on with the program here. Amen. Amen. Being so analytical. Two things that get you really into trouble. Being analytical and trying to correct everybody else. Amen. So, obey it. God will teach you how it works. He'll give you the wisdom of it. He'll give you the knowledge of it. But you don't have to wait till then to receive the blessing of it. Come on. Just take Him at His word and go on. Get in action. Now, building yourself up, praying on your most holy faith in the Holy Ghost. Believe you receive when you pray. Receive what? Whatever it was that you were praying about. I don't know what I was praying about. Well, is that going to keep you from believing you receive it?
No.
I can tell you this, it was the perfect will of God for you because it come out of you. The Lord started Creflo and I doing this a number of years ago. We right about the same time, and he and I started preaching one another on it. And it wasn't a year until, man, I'm telling you, revelation started flowing. I had never seen it like that up until then in my life. And he called me some months later. He said, and the same thing was happening to him, and we hadn't made the connection yet. But oh, it must have been probably 2 years later. I was praying one morning, praying in the Spirit, and praying also that I interpret. And the word of the Lord came to me. He said, all this revelation you've been receiving over the last couple of years or so, he said, that revelation is what you believed you received. He said, you prayed that out in the Spirit a couple of years ago. And he said, a little bit, by little bit, by little bit, now the revelation of it's been coming. And I didn't make the connection. Interpretation can come as a direct interpretation. I just come right out of your mouth in a language you understand. Or as an inner witness, as a conviction, suddenly you just know, man alive, this is something I got to do now. Yeah. Or, oh Lord, is that what's been bottlenecking our finances? Yeah. You might not have made the connection, but that could very well have been the interpretation of what you were praying in the Holy Ghost a month ago. Amen. But you acted on the Word instead of trying to figure out the Word before you do anything about it.
Yeah.
You acted on it just because it said, do it. Praise God, do it. Amen. And my, things will start happening for you instead of to you all the time. Amen. Glory to God. Give the Lord praise.
We're going to engage in healing. And we're going to receive our healing. You should be so proficient in healing from the Word of God that you could have a healing service anytime, anywhere. The devil tries to put sickness and disease on you. You should be ready to have a healing service. Just you and Jesus. That's all it takes to have a healing service. But you have to have that word in your heart so that it'll come out. You have to know where the scriptures are so that you can go to them and look it up and put it in your eyes, in your ears. It's the Word of God. This is our medicine, Proverbs says. This is medicine. It's medicine to our flesh. Hallelujah. So today we're going to look at some scriptures. And we're going to see, let's just go back to Deuteronomy 30. See, Jesus and the Father have always said the way it is, given us everything we need in the Word, and then it's up to us to receive it. And that receiving part is called faith. But we can do that. Jesus did the work. We just receive it. You know, if somebody brings you a Christmas gift, you don't have to go out and shop for it. You don't have to pay for it. You just receive it. And that's the way it is with healing.
Over the past 15 years, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has partnered with Mike Barber and Proclaim Ministries to reach those who are behind bars.
And the Lord said, I want you to partner with Mike Barber in the prison ministry. Now, this is what he's called to do, mainstream. So we came together. Now, it went from 3,500 to 197,000 prisoners that we were ministering to, conversing with, writing and hearing from. I mean, think about that. In just a matter of just really months compared to the 20 some odd years that the other took. And so that partnership has grown
and grown and it's strong.
You know, it's no longer the Mike Barber Ministries. It's the Kenneth Copeland Ministries, Prison Ministry. Everything that you see behind me, just, I got to be honest, they paid for it. Without them, you wouldn't see this right now. It's just a fact. They don't care what the economy is. They don't care the ups and downs. They're here faithfully. My whole staff, the thousands upon thousands and thousands of prisoners that sit underneath this tent every year, and all that we do nationwide, it couldn't happen. No, nothing will ever stop us from going into prison. But on this scale, making an impact and making a difference, they as he said, if we have to do it all ourselves, and they mean it, they will.
So whereas Kenneth and Gloria Copeland aren't in the prisons all the time, they found a guy named Mike Barber who is. And what they've done is they've come alongside of him and said, we're your support. We partner with you in this because this is the ministry of Jesus. And I think it's really clear when partners get involved with KCM, and I want them to know that they're not just, it's not just a convention, it's not just a television broadcast. There are things that maybe they'll see, maybe they won't, but their support, their help, their prayer, their finances are going into places that that even Kenneth and Gloria aren't. They are doing the work of the ministry. They are doing the ministry of Jesus on the earth when they get involved with something like that.
And you know, it really, when you sow into things like this, you get, you let the same compassion that flowed through Jesus flow through you to other people. And at the same time, you see how Jesus sees, you act how Jesus acts toward him. You love like Jesus loves. And it's just awesome to let that compassion continue to flow out of you for ministries like this.
Over the years, God has prompted the Copelands to do more than just financially support Mike Barber and his ministry. There have been many times that they've joined his team and reached out to the inmates. June of 2009, Kenneth and Gloria, plus their grandson Jeremy and his wife Sarah Pearsons, ministered to the women at the Woodman Unit in Gatesville, Texas.
It's a blessing, and the girls are hungry and hearts are changed. We've been ministering in prisons for a long time, and we know that it makes a difference to them. It makes a difference to them.
I don't know if they ever realize how many lives they touch on a daily basis. The words that they speak sometimes is just what you need to hear at the time, and they keep you going and going and going. So, thank you.
I don't care where you are, what your circumstances are. Once you begin to find out what God says in the Word, you'll begin to get free.
We have been made kings and priests. We are priests after His priesthood. We live after His life. We have His Word, His name, His armor, His spirit, His life. We are one with Him.
God Himself looks at you and says, you are that precious and that valuable to me. You were worth everything I had. You were worth it. Somebody say, worth it.
I felt that I wasn't worth the dirt that you walked on. That I wasn't able to offer anything to anybody else. But I know I've got that now.
I am somebody, and I'm going to make that change in my life, and I have made that change in my life.
I want to say thank you to all the partners that believe in Kenneth and Gloria. They redefine the word givers. They give and they give and they give, and it's because of the partnership that we're able to do. They are blessed. Every salvation. Listen, there's 1,100 brand new faces put in prison every single week. It's the largest, fastest industry in the world, not just the United States. And without partners realizing that, this just can't happen.
The partners and friends of Kenneth Copeland Ministries are making a difference in the lives of men and women within the prison walls.
Partnership means to me, what it means to me is that as we partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries, we may not go everywhere he goes, but the blessings that the ministry receives, we receive that blessing as well. So partnership is very important to us.
I've learned to not fear, to walk in the love of God, and to grow in my faith. And I have a great relationship with the Lord. And one of the reasons I attribute that to is because I'm a partner of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and it's blessed me, and I'm being able to be a blessing to other people because of it.
Twice sown seed is amazing. I mean, it's hard to even comprehend how much, you know, you, if you receive it, could be blessed because of that. I mean, I was looking at some of the videos and I was like, hey, I helped pay for that.
Partners have always been close to the hearts of Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Now, Kenneth Copeland Ministries has launched Engaging in Partnership, We're Here For You new partner package. This partner resource notebook is a go-to place for partnership materials. Inside, partners will find a welcome letter from Kenneth Copeland and two Covenant Partner cards for 10% discounts on KCM products at conventions and victory campaigns. Section dividers provide a place for all the materials partners receive. This ideal filing system has room for information on partner letters, worldwide offices, giving receipts, and notes. Also included is a DVD ministry report, a CD of scriptural promises, and a second CD on the anointing of partnership. Partners with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland share the same vision, agree in prayer, and reap eternal rewards. Together, they are taking the Word of God and the voice of victory from the top of the world to the bottom and all the way around. Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help equip, encourage, and empower you. Become a partner with Kenneth Copeland Ministries today, and we'll send you free of charge the We're Here For You new partner package. The fastest way to receive your free package is to request it directly through our website at kcm.org. God has your answer for a strong and blessed life. It's time to reach out and make a difference for Jesus. Request your free partner package today.
There's one thing that needs to be made abundantly clear to Gloria and to me, to our family, and to this ministry. Partnership is not just a cute name for raising money. Now, I know it's been used that way, but this is a Bible revelation principle. Comes right out of the New Testament in the book of Philippians, and that's what the Apostle Paul called them. He said, I thank God, the King James used the word fellowship. But now when this was translated, that's what partnership meant in Great Britain. You had a fellowship together. It's a legal term. And they still use it in academic circles, you know. Yeah, when this was translated, King James Version. And, you know, that's still used in academic circles today. He has a fellowship at such and such university. Well, the Greek word is just simply partnership. The two of us are in this together. And it is God's way of bringing the anointing together in all the body of Christ, not just the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher, but those anointings are central, but those that he has called to be partners and part of a church and part of a field ministry, the same anointing that is resident in that person, in this case, the apostle Paul, then it was resident in that church. It was available for the people. And now, I want to get this principle really established here because Gloria and I are going to invite you to become partners with us and with this ministry. We're here for you. But now, not until you get this. The 12th chapter of the book of Genesis, a very, very misunderstood verse. Now, the Lord has said to Abram, you get out of your country and from your kindred and from your father's house unto a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. Now listen. I will bless you, make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. You are the carrier of the covenant blessing. And you can find it in the book of Isaiah, 51st chapter, that it was the Eden blessing. Now, I will bless them that bless you and curse him that curses you. And in you shall all the families of the earth be blessed. You can't do that by yourself. Now, here's the revelation of this. God is saying, anybody that'll help you be a blessing where I call you and where I need you, I will bless them on the same level that I bless you. I mean, here Abraham is the patriarch of covenant people. I mean, but he's saying, I'll bless them if they'll help you. But those that try to stop you, I will stop them from stopping you. Now, what we're interested in here is this same principle. Yeah. God, if God is calling you to be a part of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, our family, our outreach, and all of us here at KCM and what we're doing around the world, praise God, then we're inviting you, if God has put it in your heart to be divinely connected with this ministry, and only you and God know that. So you pray about it, and if that is the case, then the same anointing, the same blessing that's on us comes into your household, if you'll stand for it by faith and believe God according to the Scripture, and we'll teach you how to do that, because we've been walking in this for over, will it be, 43 years now.
Since we were 5 years old.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
Now, this is really important. This is one of the best we've ever had. The Partner Resource Notebook. We're going to send this to you. I tell you, this thing is dynamite. But it's to help you, because we're going to be writing you every 30 days. I write the letter. Don't you come up and ask me if some computer writes that letter. You do, you stand back out of harm's reach, because I may not be that sanctified. I probably wouldn't slap
you. I'm a witness. You write it.
Amen. Now, here's a place in here to keep your letters. You can file those away. And this is just to help you get started. There's a CD and a DVD that's talking more about partnerships and how it works. And we want you to have this. And we're inviting you now to become a part of this outreach. Praise God. Don't forget our big homecoming convention. Southwest Believers.
Hey, don't miss it.
2010, that's what it is. Praise God. August the 2nd through the 7th. We'll see you then. Until then, this is Kenneth and Gloria Copeland reminding you,
Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us today on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order copies of this week's partnership special, go to our website at kcm.org. Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to welcome our new partners. Request your free We're Here For You new partner package today. Find out how KCM can help you and how you can get involved in what God is doing to change lives around the world. This is your year to get in on God's blessing. Have faith in God and live in the blessing every day.